I think in life you're lucky if you have two, three, or four really close friends who are probably closer to you than family members. And 30 years together, Bob was definitely one of those for me. And I think I was one of those friends for him. Just a lifetime friend and a great guy. He was a great athlete, and he was so loved as a teacher and a coach. The first day of school every year, he would write his name on the chalkboard, but he would always spell Montgomery, W-O-N-D-E-R-F-U-L. And I can't tell you how many times kids would come up to us at games or out in public and say, "Hey, Mr. Wonderful." And he was just so loved. And so many times adults would come up and tell him he was their favorite teacher or coach back in school. And I think it was because Bob treated everybody the same. You know, he was just as comfortable and respectful around non-athletes and people or kids that weren't very well off as he was around millionaires or celebrities and great athletes. You know, Bob just, he treated everybody the same. And I think I just want people to know what a great human being Bob was. And I can honestly and sincerely say I have never met anybody who just wanted everybody to be happy like Bob did. You know, he wished nothing but good things for people. And, man, I just, my side hurts just thinking of some of the things we did and went through and some of the great times we had together. Man, I love that guy. And that's how I always remember my good friend Bob.